Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Henry. With me, as always, is Matt Williams.
Oh, no, stupid fuck.
He's not here.
Do it again.
Instead, we got John Jacobs.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah.
I'm John Jacobs. I thought we were going to restart it.
He's from MTV. You might know him.
Yeah, I live in MTV. I'm here visiting. But, yeah.
Yeah, Matt's on a cruise right now because it's too cool for us. So instead, we got John Jacobs.
Yes.
And also our other host / guest, one of our few listeners, it's Jorge Gonzalez.
Yeah, present. Yes.
Yeah,
we're your two biggest listeners, probably.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
If you say my name on a podcast 3 times, I appear on the podcast eventually. So
yeah, that's why I listen. Just as I'm going to sleep, to hear my name at some point.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, nice.
As soon as I hear my name, just I'm out. So
made it.
Always say
it
to the end to shout me out.
Yeah,
it's like, on a podcast now.
It's like shouting out our Patreon subscribers, but you guys don't give us anything.
Hey, we give you something that's priceless.
Listenership,
friendship.
Yeah. And also we got David Wayne.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne.
He's so thrilled to be here.
Yeah, Damon Wayne.
Like, he even flipped his Run the Jewel shirt inside out today.
Yeah, it's just a black shirt. You can't tell.
Black too.
It's just black. Why would it happen?
Nah, just my car's in the shop, so I'm just like feeling like, you know.
So you flipped your shirt inside out?
Yeah.
Car's in the shop.
Well, I took it off there, and I was, you know, so I had to flip it inside out.
It was either that or rip it, and he was like, eh, and they were like, it just stops there.
Carsoles does just ruin everything, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Flat tire, just anything. It's just like fuck.
Any
whatever
expense
I was gonna do
you're not
that.
Used to.
There goes your life. Yep. Yeah, that's why being a comic's great. No stability.
You got money for everything.
Nothing.
You got money for every little problem.
And you certainly don't need a car for this job.
No.
To do comedy.
Not in Tampa.
No.
Tampa, great transport.
Listen,
public
you can just ride the bus.
Yeah,
it's 4 hours across the bridge. 10 blocks.
Yeah.
Comics always willing to pick you up. You know, take you everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I ride my unicycle over the Howard Franklin.
And they're typically the comics you want to ride with. They're only going to help you.
Yeah, I'll pick you up. This is the 80-year-old something.
The 80-year-old guy who's still trying to make his rape jokes
work.
The
guy in the group who you've never seen, know exists.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a profile picture. It's like a cartoon drawing.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a few of
those.
Those
are good, yeah. Where it's like, who the hell is
DMs
this?
And shit.
Oh, yeah, I don't accept any of that stuff. Even if it's, like, 80 mutual friends, 80 of my friends
suck. I'm more suspect of those now.
Oh, yeah.
When I have so many mutual friends, but I'm like, all right, what's
Yeah, I'm like, who is this?
I love the comics who have pictures of their dogs as their profile picture, or, like, their kid or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't understand that.
Is the kid getting the work?
Like, yeah. Well, with Roger Nelson,
his kid's killing it.
Yeah, his kid's at Governor's in New York. That's great, dude. What's he, like 14 something? 13?
12 or 13.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's already getting New York stage time.
He's going to be one of those first, like trophy dads, but, like, for stand-up. Like,
it'll be like...
Kid do it.
Yeah, it'll be like you know, Steph Curry with his dad, except, you know, Roger. Well, Roger Nelson played like one NFL game, right?
Or something. Yeah.
Roger Nelson was technically an NFL player. So it'll be the Steph Curry of comedy with Lil Raj.
Damn.
He's like throwing Gatorade on him after every set.
His little cup.
He's like, no, he totally wants to do it.
We should just try to get him to hang out after Mike's. Can we go to the hub with Lil Raj? Get him wasted.
Yes,
start telling him bad road stories. Listen up, kid. Yes, talk about coke.
We'll go to the Reds.
You want to do a bump off the toilet today?
Yeah, you want to be a real comic, right?
Right?
Richard Pryor had sex with men.
You want to be a star, don't you?
Yeah, you want to be a star, right? Michael Jackson, you heard of him, right? Yeah, just the most traumatized entertainers. Listen, I'll be Kevin Spacey. You be that kid who snitched on him, who's famous.
You'd be
now.
The kid from Rent.
Yeah, something will be like Rent. Yeah, 525,000
too.
600 dick tuss.
600 me toos. And that's almost like minutes. It almost works.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a good word joke, kids. Lil Raj, are you listening?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a podcast for kid comics. Corner of the market. That doesn't exist yet.
Pretty inspiring.
Yeah, you hear that, Mark Cuban?
We'll take your money, Mark.
No. Sorry, just give us over your guys' show.
$300K for 15% of our 10%.
1%, $2 million. You got to see the potential, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that Me Too movement. I saw Trump said something about that. You saw that?
What did Shocking. He say?
Yeah. He made a joke about, I guess they were going to test Elizabeth Warren to see if she was really, like, Native American. So he's like, but we got to be careful because we live in the Me Too generation.
It's like he was. Does he like, think the tests are done with fingers?
Yeah, like, the tests are. I'm gonna fuck you.
He's like, we'll just do lightly. We'll prick her lightly. With the
he
thing.
Said they're prick her lightly.
Something like that along those
oh
lines.
Oh my god!
They put their fingers in her pussy and they taste it. And they're like, yeah, it's Cherokee for sure.
Yeah, 100% Apache.
Navajo.
It's the only way we can test for this.
It's ridiculous, yeah. But, Trump like, it's like, dude.
Grab her pussy.
It's a pussy had, blood quorum.
But that had faded away, and then he just brought it back into the light. It's like, come on, yeah, man. He's that's going, like 6 months ago. You're going,
yeah, remember Me Too, you guys?
What is he, Ed Giovanni?
That's like, not lost. My president. Yeah. Anything that's not, yeah, his presidency. Anything that's not his presidency is good.
And, like, people, some people in the crowd were like, oh, and other people were laughing and clapping. I'm just like, what is happening?
Other people are like, get
this,
her!
Yeah, this is our president, though. It's just like, it's oh, he's times. Such a troll, man.
Yeah, what about those Thai kids, huh? How do you feel about that?
Are they still down there?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they don't know what to do.
What the hell is this Elton John thing?
What?
How does the whole soccer team get, like, trapped down
there? The best part is like apparently, yeah. It was like,
it was like a flood or some shit like
well,
that.
Well, no, it was like an initiation. It was like a fun thing they do.
At least it wasn't.
Really? I had no idea.
It was like, to be on the soccer team, we go through these caves and it's fun.
At least it was a soccer team and not athletes.
Yeah. Is that some metaphor for, like, anal sex? Like, oh, we gotta go in these caves.
Well, this is definitely a bonding moment at this point.
Yeah. They definitely
we're gonna be friends for life.
The gay whatever guys that, that means. Like each other on there are definitely fucking each other.
It's like the Skull and Crossbones.
It's real Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, that's
down
what
there.
That's what the cop, the divers come into the cave and they say, listen, kids, this is it. So if you want to start having sex together, you might as well go for it now.
Or like then, before they were found. Like you
no, know, when they go down there, the kids are already at it.
Yeah, they were already at it. Yeah, they just pretended like, to be a soccer team now.
Just take another mother.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, is there a sexual fetish for caving, you know? It's like, let's go fuck in a cave.
Spelunking. Spelunking.
Spermlunking.
Yeah, it's Thai, so you know a couple of them are...
Yeah, Thai, exactly. Lady boys.
So, oh, my God.
Pre-lady boys. I like to call
that's
them.
That's why they're so good at soccer.
Yeah. Balls. Boom.
They're playing the girls' league, but they're men.
Yeah.
Some of them are
she's
sexy
the man.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Some of them what?
Some of them are sexy.
Oh, yeah. Little Thai lady boys.
No body hair yet. Yeah.
Well, you know, surgery trannies, it's almost like you're banging a chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not. And you go
to
hell.
It tricks the mind, man. That's
from the back.
Matters.
From the back? Yeah. It's an optical illusion.
It's just an overly tight snatch at that point.
Overly tight snatch. No such thing.
It's a guy, so they fuck a lot. So it's just.
Yeah, guys love it.
It's a nice loose asshole.
It's a cave.
Yeah. Ew.
You go spelunking in that ass.
Yeah, the Thai boys are going to meet up in there.
Yeah. It's like Mr. Slave's asshole. It's just fucking
that was,
a soccer team in there
sits,
somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it's oh, my God. So we should make that meme picture. Just that sideways cave they keep showing.
Yeah. Mr. Slave's asshole.
That's his asshole, yeah. That's good.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Just waiting for somebody to do it.
Just how many figures?
How many figures?
Fingers.
I've only had one knuckle deep so far. I haven't.
Really?
In your own ass?
Yes.
Ew.
Was it your own yourself? Finger?
Yeah.
Both. I've had someone do it.
Sure, right.
Do it to myself.
I
had
this.
To do it to myself first.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Accepting.
Yeah. Right.
Then I found the right woman.
Yeah, you got to test yourself before they test you. You know?
You don't want to be in the moment freaking out when she
puts
it.
Yeah, I don't want to be like look like a bitch with a finger in my ass or nothing. Yeah. I want to look like I can take a
anything
finger.
That touches you in there, you think you're going to shit first. You're
the pressure
feel like
thing,
I'm going to shit. And then, hopefully you don't.
Hopefully.
Or else you ruin that, study hall or whatever.
Well,
whatever.
That's why it's important. Study hall. That's why it's important to blast an enema up there first.
Right.
Yeah.
But never have I, when I had sex, I've never had enema before.
Yeah,
like
baby.
The girl's never had an enema before that. Ever.
Before we do this, let's butt chug some...
Yeah,
some DWs.
Hot sauce.
It's always weird when it's spontaneous, when you're not even expecting a girl just says, put it in there. Like, oh.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like, when she demands it like that.
Yeah. I mean,
put
it's
it
a total
there.
Turn on.
And then
but
it's even...
There's like spit on it. I'm like,
asking
that's all
for
you
it by
need.
Name.
That's all
it's
you
even crazier
need.
When they blow you after.
Oh,
you're going, oh my God.
That's the craziest thing.
You make out with them
going,
after? And
oh.
It's a full circle.
Oh, you make out with them after. No. Yeah, that's the ultimate. And then, yeah, and you're going down. It's all, everything's gotten everywhere. But when you get caught up in that moment, it's just... It's, how dare you? Caught up in that moment.
If you haven't busted a nut yet, ew, you do
it. Oh, God damn it.
If you haven't busted a nut, you're kissing
it. No! Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Dude, my cousin was banging a girl once and like, slipped out and went into her ass, and she didn't even flinch.
Oh, that's wifey.
And he was like... what? And she's like, that's fine, too. Nice. And I was like, oh, my God, this bitch is fine, wild, dude.
That's
there,
hilarious.
Just, I just like the indifference. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's
whatever.
Fine.
Hole's a hole.
Oh, well, she was doing, like, her, you know, homework.
Doing her nails.
She was doing her, yeah. She was writing like, her resume.
Filling just out a dating application. She's like,
webcamming on the front.
This tiny dick guy.
She was teaching an online class on Skype in the other half.
Sex ed class.
Spontaneous. Yeah, that always seems like the coolest thing too. Any, you know, movie scenes or any other scenes where like on the top half, you know, Wedding Crash, just you're having a conversation up top, but below, like somebody's jerking you off or blowing you. But you're keeping your composure. That's always a fun scene in the movie.
Didn't y'all talk about
such
that
a
last
challenge?
Or some shit.
Yeah, we talked about
jerk off under the table or something. Like
well,
that?
You talked about this already
with Steve Miller. Yeah, he wanted to do a bit.
Well, I listened to that the other night.
Well, he was on radio and he said he wanted to do that.
Oh yeah, where they looked at each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get jerked off by like a porn star.
There you go. Influencing my life subconsciously.
I'm sure Howard Stern's probably done something like that.
I know Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane on their podcast. Bonnie was blowing them.
Oh, wow.
I feel like Rob and Patrick should do that.
Margiela and Patrick Welch.
Just get jerked off and look at each other.
You can't put that on Twitch.
Rob Gargiulo.
Oh.
And Patrick Welch.
Yeah, he has like a Twitch show.
I don't know.
Yeah, I went on it. And fucking Bubba came in and like hijacked it. Yeah.
And you were like, you're cool to just go out and fuck your wife?
Yeah, exactly. That's all I was thinking when he was there. I was like,
they're not still married, are they?
I think he remarried somebody else. I don't know. But yeah, I could never be okay with that. I don't understand. Well, I'm sure you get it, Steven, or whatever. I don't understand how anybody could be like, yeah, you can bang my wife. And that's, you know,
I'm so. Very itch. I've been single too long to try it out. Like, try it out. Like, I want to be a cuck. Yeah.
What like just to watch you want to? You want to watch somebody bang your girl? Because
it kind of like it. Just the thought of it kind of is a turn on.
But wife,
I don't know. But it could just be like
wife is even further though.
But you understand it's your wife, so you've probably already fucked her 1,000 times.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
It's like yeah, I know everything she does. Now somebody else do it.
No, like, what did we just talk about before? Jealous both of these
bitches.
Things
are you
jealous bitches?
Jealous bitches.
Oh my God.
Insecure. Big dick bitches.
I'm with you. I get you.
Oh my Lord.
I feel like
sometimes you gotta spice it up. You know?
Bring
a Latino like, man in there.
I don't get like the bull thing. Like some people make it just a racial thing and it has to be a black guy.
Right.
It could be anybody.
Like I'm just
to him, you know.
Have you ever had that out? You ever been propositioned, John, after a show? Some guy wants you to fuck his wife?
No.
No. It happened to Big J.
They don't have that conversation.
All the time, really.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. Like, we just fucked my wife right in front of me. He's like, I got the sushi. I gotta go eat.
I would have been able to have that in Orlando. I went there for work recently.
Well, that's a city of cucks.
Yeah,
Orlando's cuck universe.
Well, yeah, this lady I met at the hotel, whatever, we hit it off, and she was like kind of teasing me and shit like that. And I'm like, hey, let's go back to my room. She's like, oh, I can't play without my boyfriend. Like, he has to watch. Like, he would let me fuck, but he has to watch. And then she started asking me all this other shit. She asked me if I was into cleaning up.
I never thought.
Cleaning up.
Yeah, that's cum eating.
What?
I figured it was something like that. I had to ask.
A euphemism.
But I had to ask.
Cleaning up.
I had to ask. She's like, yeah, my boyfriend will come at me. My. And you suck it out and spit it into her mouth.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm out. Like, if it was if I'm the one shooting the cum at you, then your boy, after that, y'all do whatever y'all want with the cum.
It's your cum, dude.
That's not crazy.
It's yours after that.
Yours now, yeah.
It's not mine no more.
That's your payment. Yeah, you earned it.
Yeah. But yeah, so
do what you will.
I can't do that. She's like,
I will be done.
But that's what happens when you're fucking with like 51-year-olds and shit.
Yeah, 51-year-olds.
Like, what, you don't cum swap? You fucking pansy? I'm like, I'm not on that level yet. I'm still knuckle deep with.
That's why Steven's house is so dirty, because he's always cleaning up. It's just a
different
version.
Yeah, the only thing he cleans up is cum. Yeah, he's too busy drinking his own cum to put his, you know, his computer to game adapt. I don't know. It's a controller, but like not a normal one.
See, I always heard cleaning up was felching.
Felching? That's disgusting.
Felching, snowballing. Yeah, you got it.
That's what I've always heard of that. I never heard of cleaning up. Because this one girl I used to hook up with, she said, Oh yeah, I used to fuck this one YouTube rapper or whatever, and that's what he was.
YouTube rapper.
He'll come in me, then he'll suck it out. I'm like, whoa,
God,
man, that's
what is with
good old folks. Bro, good old Lil Snowball.
Weird kinks, man.
Sounds like a great music video.
That's why I used to think I was a freak until you meet real freaks. Yeah, Steven, like, what I'll do my anal play.
Yeah, what motivates that? What do you think it is? Boredom, or just you've done everything else?
I think it's just
a new conquest.
You're just born fucked up.
Exploration, you know?
Boring,
you like to learn.
It's just like how, like, sometimes just with the same girl.
Curiosity.
Boring, it just add an extra
came
thing.
Came my ass. What?
Just regular vagina sex. That's not good enough.
Yeah, right. You get
or
bored.
Or pegging, where she starts fucking you now.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Gross.
Eventually, I'll get it. That's when I'm married.
Eventually, though. You'll let... your wife. You're the
saving...
wife who you're letting other people fuck.
Yeah.
We'll fuck you in the ass. Yeah, and then you go, all right,
saving your asshole for marriage.
Yeah.
Would you do that, John? Yes. Would you let a girl peg you? Or your wife peg you?
No.
No?
No chance.
Why not?
Why not?
Would you let your wife peg another guy while you're in the
room?
No.
Why?
Well,
why would I want to see that, first off? What, do I want to see a naked man?
It's
hot, what, to see my chick bang a guy?
Oh, yeah.
Fakely?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's very real. It's very real.
It's not, there's no.
It's really in his ass, though.
I know. Yeah. I don't like it. I think it's gross.
Have you not had anything in your ass?
Well, yeah, maybe a finger one time.
Oh,
but,
you were missing out.
I don't ask chicks. I don't go, hey, you know.
I've never
put it in the two hole.
Like I said,
you don't ask, you demand.
Yeah.
There was only one girl that I've hooked up with for a while that, like, we both talked about. I'm like, yeah, I'm down for it.
Right.
But
bowling
then,
call me.
Like, ever since then, like, I haven't had the balls to ask a girl. I just started hooking up with, like, hey, this is my thing. This is what I want.
You don't just, bring their hand down and then just keep going.
Yeah, they're going, what, do you want a hand job? You
go, no, too much further down there. I can't just, like, slide it through. Like, I'm hoping one girl just slips up. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Just
well, what about
make the kill their
what about,
boy sign.
What about when girls eat your ass?
That's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say.
It's
only happened two times ever.
Is it nice? You like
purposely?
It?
Purposely? Out of nowhere. They just started doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Purposefully.
So hot.
I hope so. Nah, they got lost.
They're trying to get the venom out.
Yeah. I tricked them. They thought I was a chick. I said, yeah, you want to go down on me from behind?
He just put his ass up to a glory hole.
They thought it was a pussy.
My dick's not big enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, eat me out through a glory hole. And boy, were they.
Your pussy tastes like shit.
Yeah, your pussy tastes like shit.
You had like a Gene Simmons tongue to get through that fucking thing.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
You just have to have a very flat ass.
Those type of glory holes in like Russia and shit. Like
oh, yeah. I like the camera one. Yeah, the porn videos where it's like women just half their bodies.
Yeah, half
the
you know,
guys come
it's
up.
Like,
and
it's like they just got murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
They're like everywhere. Like there's vaginas like 6 feet in the air.
Yeah, they're on
the phones. You gotta get on a ladder to.
You know about the one?
There's just a frame picture of their face in front of the body
and
half.
You fuck it.
They're like, is this what you want? Look at her.
You know about the ones in the Netherlands? Where it's just like it's a room that's pitch black and like a chick and like a bunch of dudes will go in. Just it's just a fuck fest in the dark.
I've never heard of this pitch black.
I guess
black
it's
idea.
Equivalent of a glory hole.
Yeah,
because
like,
you're
dark,
not seeing
right.
what's fucking like blowing you or whatever.
I just imagine when you go to that place, they just hand you a stack of papers. They're like, you're gonna have to sign all this.
Yeah,
like, you're not going in that room until.
Yeah, I've never understood.
That seems risky. Scared. Yeah, how did none of the? Yeah, they probably somebody's getting AIDS. Somebody's getting HIV.
I'm not even worried about that. I'm worried about sticking my dick in a glory hole and like. Just having the sickle that wants to bite a dick.
Right, or
the,
cut it off.
The other half of that building is just like, you know, they just hand you retrovirals and shit.
Yeah, they're going, yeah, at the end they're going, drink this.
You're going to need this.
Yeah.
Get them coming and going.
They're coming and going. Yeah.
Gotta replenish the nutrients.
Yeah, yeah, filling in for Matty Well.
Gatorade and some AZT.
Matt Williams. Is he going to be on his cruise when this comes out? So you can listen to this?
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to download it with the Wi-Fi or something.
Yeah, get into Wi-Fi, listen to this.
Spend $30 on the Wi-Fi on the boat.
Dude, just play it over like the ship's like PA system.
Yeah,
the first 10 minutes have just been great.
The talent show.
Family.
Yeah, I got a talent. I run a podcast.
Parents,
I'm not on.
Gather your kids around the Lido deck. We have a surprise for you.
Yeah, Matt
was an episode of How Did I Alone.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck?
I would never want to go on a cruise with my kid.
No.
Sounds awful.
I
was on a cruise as a kid. It was awful.
Yeah, me too.
My parents were like, you had fun. I'm like, I made the best of it.
Yeah,
that's what
course,
I had.
Yeah.
I had Pokemon. I sat in the room and I played Pokemon. And then I ate shrimp. Like, that's, yeah, that's what the whole
you
trip
didn't like
was.
Like the views, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
you
the cool 24-hour pizza was the best part.
Oh, what do you mean the views?
Like, you know, you're on the ocean.
Looking
you're
out
like,
at the water?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go out and you look at the water and it's the same water?
Yeah, different side.
Same fucking sky.
360 views, man.
Oh, look, there's clouds like, on this side.
Yeah. And they're like, why are you not having fun? And they're like playing blackjack and getting drunk. And I'm like, well, yeah, I can see why you're enjoying this.
Yeah, you can drink and gamble.
I'm over here drinking a virgin daiquiri, trying to find a fucking place on the ship to jerk off.
Being taught how to juggle by like a
oh,
clown.
I've jerked off on a ship, yeah, plenty of times.
Okay. Yeah, but you got to find that you know spot.
Yeah, my balcony.
Yeah, go with the ocean.
Oh yeah, balcony's good. Yeah,
yeah, that's the drink. Jerked off just let the ocean, waves baby. Jerk me off.
You're just jerking off to a beautiful view.
Just jerk into the propeller.
Yeah.
Come into the coal furnace.
Of the Titanic.
It's a, yeah. They're shoveling in coal and coming into
like
the fire.
Anymore,
I don't think there's kids downstairs anymore shoveling coal.
With soot-covered faces.
I would have did that job by now. I've done so many fucking jobs.
You get the day-old biscuits,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Jeez, yeah.
Yeah, you're lucky to find like a little bit of shrimp left on one of the tails. You're like, oh, sucking it out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's delicacy.
It's all shit. It's all shrimp shit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It really is, too.
Yeah. Cruises are fun, though. I like the cruise. You didn't like it?
It's fun when you're an adult. I'm telling you. It sucks as a kid.
Well, I just like the fact that there's food available 24/7.
Yeah, that's the best.
I would order room service every night just because I could. Mm-hmm. I want like 3 pieces of chocolate cake.
I find it
like
hard to
believe. 4 chocolate milks.
That David was there about the food on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you go to get good food, boats.
Yeah. And they had the basketball court, and like you go to shoot, and all of a sudden the wind gust would be like, whoosh,
and the
ball would just blow like 3 feet to the left. I'm like, this is impossible.
Yeah, when I was like 16, I won free drinks.
That's why you got a dunk.
Throwing basketball with some black guys from Atlanta.
On a boat?
Yeah, on a cruise.
Nice.
We were playing basketball, and they thought I was over 21, and they're like, oh, you make this shot, I'll buy you a drink. I'm like, okay.
Nice.
Made the shot, and they're buying me drinks, and then like 3 later, they found out I was only 16.
Dude, that's awesome. Like, dude, some shit happened.
Thanks,
like that.
Guys. What are they going to do, throw
Spanish
you in cruise
baby.
Jail? Like, you're in the fucking middle of nowhere.
Put them in the brig.
Get in the brig. Yeah.
Some kids in our neighborhood.
With Jack,
we got potatoes you need to peel, boy. Get down there.
Some kids in our neighborhood were filming a skateboarding video. It was one of these extreme things where they were, like, jumping off an overpass of the highway on their skateboard. Shit. And it, like, goes into the street. So, like, they were stopping traffic and shit. And the kids hadn't landed it for a while. But we were walking to get beer. And on the way back, kid finally lands it like right in front of us, and it's this big thing. They're all screaming, so we open up a beer and give it to the kid. And you know, we didn't realize till later, the kid's probably like 15, and they're all like scared. They're like, I don't know if I can do this, but it was on camera, so we were playing it up because they were, you know, making a cool video. So I was like, yeah, it's for you kids.
The kid didn't just like chug it while dead eyeing
you. Should have, yeah. I was like, yeah, you're willing to risk your life jumping off a highway overpass, but you're kind of scared of a beer now. I was like,
just smash the bottle, like, give me the other 5, bitch.
Take them all.
Well, that's 15-year-old mentality. It's
yeah,
like,
you're
fuck
going,
a beer.
I'm
gonna
get in trouble.
I want to almost die. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
better.
Yeah, I like that stuff. Yeah, the kids, the gnarly
beer tasted
kids.
Beer tastes nasty at that age.
Yeah, like, beer tastes gross. You're like, I don't want that.
Yeah, it's not till you like
yeah.
pay bills.
Kid was like, I need to drive. I was like,
I need to drive.
Yeah, I think the first time I had a beer was like when Jackass came out. We would always do that with our friends. We go to my buddy's Brandon's house, and he had like an old school like VHS like recorder, you know, like from Back to the Future. It's like a shoulder one.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got like the big shoulder one going, and we're like pushing each other in shopping carts, and then they're like, you want some beer? I was like, yeah, taste it. I'm like, this shit's disgusting. But you know, you just choke it down because you want to be cool. So you're like, oh, yeah, it's great.
It's probably like an ice house or something.
Yeah, this Natty Light's the best. Oh, you're like, ugh.
I love beer. Yeah.
Boone's Farm. Yeah, let's do it.
Thanks for
like,
the rolling rock.
That was like
rock.
The first 3 years of me drinking. That's why I just learned to like scotch and whiskeys because I thought that was... I used to watch like the old mob movies or whatever. Or, like fucking just any Quentin Tarantino movie. There's a dude that's a badass that's drinking a glass of scotch.
Yeah.
I want to be that
whatever
guy.
Was on Scarface's mantle. That's what
because,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The benefit is that you can always punctuate stern sentences. You're saying to people with like the clinking of ice.
Yes.
It just or saying some.
It's like
real
you're ominously threatening someone.
Right, right.
It's just
you're watching Scarface as a kid. He's like, he's just got the powder from the donuts on his desk. How did he do that?
The powder.
That's the good part. You don't have to eat the cake.
Yeah. No, that's why I drank Corona for like the first 5 years. I was 21 because Vin Diesel.
Oh yeah,
I'm furious.
You can have any beer you want.
Any beer you want as long as it's Corona, man. And I was like, yep. That's what I'm going to do forever. And, like, I was like, God damn it. I can't believe, like, you know, you like to think you're immune to like advertisements.
Oh yeah, no, I was
but like, it's like, yeah, yeah, all I've been drinking for 5 years is this shitty beer because Vin Diesel did it in the movie.
It is worth noting that he is wearing a Corona shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing a fucking Corona shirt right now.
Still going?
Yeah, I didn't even know.
He's that loyal. Yeah. Yeah.
Just naturally. That's the only reason I started drinking Pabst was fucking Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Yeah. Like, I want to be racist.
Drinking a Pabst.
I want to
be racist too.
I want to be racist.
Especially against them Thai boys.
Yeah, Thai boys.
Well, that product placement saves movies because, like, in what is it, the one Ricky Bobby, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby, yeah. He's driving like the Wonder Bread car.
Yeah,
they did that for free. Like, oh, they were awesome. Like, they were like, yeah, you can use our, you know, without having to pay rights, just use it. And because of that, like, the sales for Wonder Bread went through the roof.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's so like saved their company.
That's awesome.
It's funny with the PBR thing. You ever watch the movie Blue Velvet? Like Michael Douglas is like a psychopath. And you just like drinks.
That's PBR. Every movie he's in. What are you talking about?
He just like yells at this guy. He's like, Heineken, that's pussy shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've definitely said those words.
Get this boy a PBR. Yeah,
definitely that's said great. Those words about Heineken.
Stella, whoa.
I've always, you somebody's fag, always get put in my hand man that beer. Heineken was a chick beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's because it was glass.
Isn't it like German?
Green glass.
It's Holland.
Yeah, green glass.
Yeah, it's Dutch.
That was fruity. That was too much for you. You're like, fuck
you
green glass.
Beer,
yeah, green glass.
Beer, then go fuck
this is
go.
Fruity shit.
Drink out of brown bottles like a man. Or yeah. A can.
Yeah, I like, that was the thing too, that like, you know, fruity drinks are for chicks, but that's why I like the rappers and shit in the club with the most obnoxious
hypnotic.
Yeah, hypnotic, big shit, bright Alize, blue bottles. Yeah, pink, yellow. Yeah, that's so fun. Yeah, it's, you know, it's
the little sweet, too. You can drink hypnotic straight. It's just a sweet
blue. It's like
blue.
The Cameron concept, just like, you know, going over the top. All the YouTube
because they finally, they found that, all right, it's
tough
it's cool
to be soft.
To drink from the bottle, but
sure, yeah.
We can't all just drink Hennessy from the bottle.
Right.
Well, you also,
yeah. As fuck.
You also don't want to have two different bottles, like one for you and one for your chick.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Wasn't that a Cat Williams bit? Like, I don't drink Alize, but bitches do.
Yeah.
So I keep it in my house. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other night, about like keeping drugs in your house. Even if you're sober, just like these celebrities and, you know, people rocking out hard. Even if you're sober, just keep everything at your house for the ladies.
Well,
coke,
what,
pills,
yeah,
weed,
I was talking
and
about
drug,
with, that's what I was telling Tommy. Fuck
it, Tommy would just
drug dealer.
Tommy would just do it. Tommy,
you know, Tommy would go like Tommy would go so overboard that he'd like have like a tackle box or a toolbox.
Oh yeah,
full of like heroin.
Dude, Tommy doesn't dabble in things.
He'll learn how to fucking.
Dude, that's hilarious. So thinking about the way Tommy dresses, he definitely could just be like a Miami drug dealer.
But that's the thing is he doesn't dabble. So he would dive in head first. Next thing you know, like 6 months later, he's got a goddamn enterprise.
Oh,
he's got like three enforcers underneath him breaking people's
Tommy legs. He's Camaros on dunks now.
He'd definitely get high on his own supply. Tommy was
wearing Armani suits. Like, dude, you stopped going to where'd you get that? What thrift store did you get that from?
He'd be at the,
he'd
be at the Scarface chair, but it would say TG instead of the TM. Get this snazzy drug dealer.
That's a new Instagram.
Yeah, when
we got some bricks.
We got some bricks.
At the wildest, he'll still be a virgin, though. He's just like, I just do it for the money. I love the coke.
Dude, by the way, before I got over here, I was watching the new Comedians in Cars, and Jerry Lewis is on it. And Jerry Lewis, he's got like a gold pinky ring, and Jerry Seinfeld's like, what's this ring? And he's like, it's for my bar mitzvah. And he's like, what's it represent? And he goes, represents the boys. Jerry Lewis, like, greatest, he's going to the boys. And Jerry's like, what's he? He's like, you know, the boys. And it's like, it's literally Tommy Gilbert. It's like,
what are the boys?
Yeah, Tommy's on the same wavelength as
Jerry
Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I see
doing perfect. The boys, yep. Always the boys.
That's why I hung out with Tony Maxwell. That was like a Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, my God. He does look like that. That's hilarious.
And he loves, like, for some reason, like, Tony's a nice guy, but, like, he'll get up and I'm just like, Tommy, what do you see in this guy? You know what I mean?
I've not seen him in a while.
No, he ain't been out in a minute, yeah.
And Tony Maxwell is not his real name. He used to come out, it was like Jeremiah.
Yeah, it was something else. And
they changed it to Tony Maxwell.
I remember we were all like, who the fuck?
Yeah,
we're
like, what's going
Tony
on?
Tony Maxwell.
Yeah, haven't you been doing this for a couple
R&B
years?
R&B singer now?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys with a joint Facebook account, which I love.
Does he?
Like him and his girl.
Oh, shit. Mm. That's good.
That's why you haven't seen him much.
Trust.
Yeah,
I gotta piss.
Yeah, I feel so bad for these guys.
It's like, you know these things are free.
JB
right?
Waves gotta go make waves.
My diabetes.
Yeah, the Beatrice. But, yeah.
Oh, no, that's normally colon cancer.
Oh, yeah, Waves probably has colon cancer.
Stick a finger up there. I'll check it out.
Yeah, let me in there. We'll do a Native American test.
So you get a casino or not.
Put it against this hole in the wall. There's a doctor on the other side.
The Canadian doctor.
He's gonna stick a wet thing in you.
Yeah.
It's a reader.
It's the only way they can diagnose it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like one of these discount doctor places. That's how it'll be in the future. Just like, you know, stick your cock in this vending machine and it'll tell you, you know. Mm-hmm. It'll be in airports and shit.
Something in Idiocracy.
Yeah. It was that. Kinda, yeah. They just like stuck
a bunch of shit in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
In the mouth or whatever. Mix them up. Yeah, it's cute. I think we'll wash your hands, you dirty fuck.
Yeah,
you know he didn't touch his cock.
Exactly. He can't reach it. Where is it?
Neither do I.
Yeah. That's why I have to pull my pants down when I'm pissed.
A little stream dribbles down.
You have to pull your pants down because you're wearing basketball shorts.
Yeah, but I have to put them around my knees because I don't want to dribble on my balls and have that get in the boxers.
Just pull it to the side.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work like
that. Well, see, my dick sits perfectly.
Pull his dick to the side.
Pull the player shorts.
It does kind of do an arc. Yeah, yeah. Perfect arc. I have big nuts. It just kind of sits in the middle.
Big nuts.
Big nuts.
It's like if I sat in a beanbag chair and the beanbag chair just enveloped me.
There you go.
I'm a dick.
The nutty professor.
That's got to be the saddest thing when you piss on your nuts, Dave.
It happens, dude.
That's so sad.
Small dick, white guy.
Every doctor's appointment I've ever
this
had.
Is why cucking
goes.
This is why cucking. Sure.
This is why cuck exists because of little dick white guys like
true.
Me.
Yeah,
I have all the money, so she's with me. She's a trophy wife, but
yeah, you have all the money.
No, I don't. But I'm saying that's how it started. Was with rich people.
Dude, I know a chick. One of my girls was a cam girl for a while, and she's talking about. I was like, "What's the hottest thing? What do you get the most money for?" She goes, "The people who give me the most money, they pay me just to say I'm like a little dicked baby. I'm a loser."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, I'm a little dick baby asshole." And I'm like, "The people with the most expendable incomes are little dick babies." Mm-hmm. What's going on?
They want all the money.
Yeah, these Wall Street guys are going home and just burning cash on strangers, telling them they have a little dick.
And that's how they got to that level because they focus on their job instead of trying to get laid all the time.
Yep.
Because they're like, well, I don't want no one to see.
Well,
it,
they're
so.
Getting laid too.
Well, one
just
way
escorts,
to get laid
yeah.
is have money.
Yeah, money. Oh yeah.
That's why they get so mad at like art. You know, those people like that, like Statue of David. Like, why is his dick so big?
Goddamn artists.
Fucking artists.
Well, yeah, supposed to be back then. I guess dicks were smaller.
They say Hitler had a micro penis.
Nobody went to Africa yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hitler. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Him and Jamie Lee Curtis could have rubbed it together.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite, everybody says. That's why she doesn't grow her hair long, because it looks like a man.
I mean, but then Sierra the singer, she was known as a hermaphrodite, too, when she first came out.
Yeah, that was great, too.
Sierra the singer.
You know,
my goodness.
Russell Wilson's wife.
Yeah. And Future's ex-wife, yeah, too. So.
Which is the best? My two dads. I think about that kid all the time. Two dads. Super Bowl quarterback and Future. What? I'm spending the weekend at Future's house.
That's some shit there. That's
you think he listens to his dad music? Like, what the fuck?
That's a girl I don't know. What the fuck she wants, man?
Sierra, yeah. She wants, I don't know, some stability,
Molly,
I guess.
Yeah.
She's over that life.
Jamie Lee Curtis's tits were nice, though. You seen Trading Places?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not wrong.
Yeah, they were great. So even if she had a dick, I'm like, I jumped the bounce.
Yeah, I saw her in True Lies.
Oh, yeah. When she dances in that fucking scene.
Arnold.
I jerked off to that. You know how many times? My VHS tape would like squiggle at that scene because I rewound it.
Because you thought it was a little boy, right?
Oh, yeah. With nice tits. Like a,
I still love
like
Thai lady boy.
A Thai lady boy.
Like Demi Moore and a...
He was like his Peter Pan with tits.
Striptease.
Peter Man. Was it striptease? Yeah, it is
striptease.
Oh, wait, yeah, that was a movie.
I guess Striptease and Showgirls.
Burt Reynolds covered in Vaseline.
Showgirls, Elizabeth Berkley from
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that
which is immediate. Like, you see her tits, and she's like, oh, I'm jerking
off
to
that was like an example of, like, just softcore porn.
You're like, can we get Tiffany Amber Thiessen to come walking through in this movie, too? Because she had the better tits.
Her and Ladies Man, though, she got pretty sexy in that shit, though. She got at least down the
line. Oh, yeah.
Ladies Man.
Kelly Kapowski. You little Polish Danish dish, you. Yeah.
You can get some mileage out of American Pie with Jan and Elizabeth.
Some mileage out.
Some stroke mileage.
Yeah, well, you know, for me, it's like, why jerk off to anything that's not porn? What am I using my.
Well, I mean, this is like when we were kids.
Yeah,
you know, porn
even
wasn't...
then.
No, but that's most of my jerking off was done to non porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? The weird.
You just hit the highlight reel in your head?
Creativity?
Or?
You like the
Facebook, Instagram? I mean, like.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I'll be on my computer surfing, and then, like, I'll see, like, a friend's, like, you know, bikini photo, and I'm like, all right, now I have to jerk off now because I saw that.
I'm probably losing.
Oh, sure, yeah, that was fun at some point, I guess, like, you know, looking at kids in high school or something, you're like, yeah, she's hot.
Well, even now.
Facebook.
Just dot com. I gotta have a
dot com.
It's gotta be personal.
Yeah, you like it personal.
I'm a grown man now. I need a personal.
Yeah, that's a grown thing to do. Start.
You need the emotional connection.
Yeah, yeah. I need that like, awkwardness that I'm gonna see here one day. And be like, oh my
yeah,
god.
You like the backstory. Yeah, it's a lot of build up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a while. I've been jerking off to you for a month.
It's like, yeah, it's like
I mean, hello. How you doing?
Yeah. It's season 10 it jerking off. Like,
I'm not going to hug you now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that seasonal?
Season 10 of, like, you jacking off to the same chick.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. You don't know how long I've been.
That's why screenshot.
Then when you finally fuck her, she's just like retired.
Oh yeah,
that's like boring. Bitch, what
I know, that's such a shame.
You did this one thing like last five times I fucked you. Why aren't you doing it now? You just laying there.
Yeah, that sucks.
You're
losing
such a freak
interest.
That last time.
You're not wearing that low cut top in Chipotle. I'm just fucking you.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like if you tell a chick you don't want to be a boyfriend, it just drives them crazy. If you tell, if they want to be with you and you don't want to be with them.
Don't let them hold you down, John Jake.
That's what I'm saying. Unless I want them to.
Yeah.
You like it when they hold you down, Steven.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, you like it when chicks hold you down?
Yeah, right, and like when they're riding and shit. Like
exactly.
That.
Sure.
When, you try to, like, put their hands, when you try to like grab their hips or something, they just, no.
Right.
Put you down. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I like when Stephen Henry, I was going to say. When David Wayne lays on top of me, that's what I like.
Oh, God.
One of those guys. What? I just lay flat on the bed and then I say, lay down on top of me.
You have David lay on top of you and
you
just gasp for breath
for
a while.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys.
You're both naked.
Yeah. What is it? Yeah, Steve, what's
dude,
that called?
I am a heavy ass heated blanket.
Did I break the box? Is that ribs? My ribs.
Yeah, what's that fetish called? I'm sure there's a good name.
Smothering?
Right? Smothering?
Yeah,
probably.
Oh, yeah, there's a thing.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. All right, get a breath in.
Only lay down. Like, ginormous fat chicks.
Yeah, it's usually women on like an 80-pound dude.
Yeah,
but there's definitely a genre of
my 600-pound life. That's just a scene in the show. Nice. She gets paid $500 to go lay down on a guy.
There's a super fat porn star in Orgasmo.
What's that? Is that a movie?
Yeah. I've seen. I love Orgasmo. Yeah.
What is that?
It's the guys who made South Park made a movie about a Mormon guy who gets sucked into a porn.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, it's what's his face?
Ron Jeremy's in it.
Okay.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Nick Swartzen is in it, right? Nice.
I don't think
I don't think so. No,
he's not the porn star guy. I'm thinking of a different movie.
Swords
different
movie.
No, he's it's the same dude. Like the sidekick is the same dude from basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking of the one where Nick Swartzen, like, his parents are in porn, and he has a big dick, but he's, like, really goofy and awkward. So they try to get him into porn, but he can't because he's still a virgin. So it's like...
That's hilarious.
Sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, I don't know what movie it's called, though. It's Nick Swartzen, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know what that is.
David's got his spec script. And just it.
Might have been a dream I had.
He's got weird hair. He's got, like, a fucking...
It was the sequel to Grandma's
cut.
Boy.
Right.
He's got a bowl
cut. What about
cut.
Those guys that do have, like, big dicks but just can't?
Can't do anything with it?
Can't do porn.
It's always nerds.
What do you mean, can't do porn?
Like, if they're nerds, yeah, that'd be fun.
Nerd!
It's called Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star.
Wow.
Like,
I vaguely remember the name. But
like a high-functioning autistic.
See, look at it. Yeah, he's kind of like a goofball. But he has like a real big dick, and his dad was in porn, so they try to or something like that. His
that's
parents
pretty funny.
Are in porn.
I never knew the premise.
He's like, I can't come unless I'm thinking of trains.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what that's like. To be,
to have a big
what you said,
about that all functioning the time.
That, yeah, with a giant thing. I don't know. What a waste.
Who wouldn't want to crush that?
Dude? Oh man, that's
just
nice.
Being so
it
mad.
It's like no, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know. You ever see that?
Being so mad, it's 11 inches. He's like,
retards.
I wish it was 10.
Yeah,
I wish
that's
I
my new. That's my new website, hottards.com.
Hot tards
for only $9.90.
Dude, there's a retard porn.
Yeah,
they
really?
Played it on Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
So that's legal.
They
huh?
watched it on Legion of Skanks.
I'm scared to watch
it
because
two retarded people having sex.
Did I ever show you
how
the,
is that legal? I don't know. It's
probably German.
Yeah,
I mean,
why wouldn't
who's
it be?
Gonna stop it?
Did I ever show you the retard slam poetry? It's virtually indistinguishable from
it's
regular.
Probably, yeah, it's probably better.
Slam poetry.
Oh yeah, it's probably way better.
Way
there's,
better.
There's one of this guy in a dress in like a motorized wheelchair.
Yes.
He's doing this whole thing about like how he wants to be a chick. It is so good.
It's yeah, that so sounds good. Way better than any other slam poetry.
It's like, I wish I was beautiful.
He's like, already retarded. How much worse can it get?
Oh!
Did you see this one viral slam poetry shit that went viral recently?
No.
This white dude started off racist as fuck, and then he turned it around. Oh, it changes, around,
right?
And then yeah. it changes to, like, oh, yeah, white people are the problem.
What,
yeah.
the Joyner like Lucas straight video?
Minute and a half, he was like just, racist, yeah. like, laughing at black slavery and just, yeah. it's like, bro, that's risky, man.
Laughing
like,
to go at a whole, black
like,
slavery.
Minute and a half of just, like, mocking I black like, people and doing all this shit, and well, then, like...
The first minute was, just, was him putting shoe polish on his face.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's just...
yeah.
He's like, hang on, it gets better. And he's just
I like that.
He's just laughing like, at damn, black slavery.
Black slavery.
I got to put you on got to put on my straw hat and do some soft shoe. You guys will get it by the end of this.
Putting like the lipstick around the lips, the big red lips. Like, come on, dude. What are you doing?
It's just weird because like with the way people's attention span is now.
Oh yeah,
they see that people they're automatically hate. Like that first, yes. the first 30 seconds, like, oh, I hate you. It they're worked. Already commenting. Yeah, they're not watching the rest of the time when you turn it around. To, yeah. Oh, okay. No. Yeah. White people still are the problem.
Yeah. yeah.
Comedy is fun though because of that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. But you can't. Yeah. People are gonna decide within the first 20 seconds.
It's like I heard the first punchline. I'm already against.
Screw
this.
You. Whole act's bad.
And I mean, you see the industry yeah. like appealing to it now with 30-minute specials and shit like that and.
15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes. Then
Dylan just get a
15-minute
yep. thing.
Did you watch
Netflix,
that? Any of those?
I watched the two white dudes.
I didn't like it. I didn't like any of it.
I'm being honest.
I watched a couple. I didn't like any of them. I was like, it's so many people that look different but have the same exact jokes. Mm-hmm.
They said they didn't edit the way Tim Dillon shit got edited. They said they didn't do him justice.
It wasn't as good for the other ones. Like,
I liked Tim Dillon though. I like him on.
I've never seen him live. I've never seen him live stand up, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever heard any of his material. I've seen his bits.
I think just because it was 15 minutes, everybody felt like rushed.
Yeah,
like I don't think any of the comics were like comfortable. Because
I guess
they're trying to cram like their best
this is my Netflix thing. I got 15 minutes. Like, how can I do?
I think 30 minutes is where if they're gonna shorten it, do 30.
Yeah,
20, like 20, yeah. 20, 20, 20,
25. Yeah, so make it a feature.
Did you watch all of them, John?
No, I watched like 3.
Did you watch the lesbian chick with like the black hat and the mechanics outfit?
I don't think so, no.
Because when she came on, I said to my girlfriend, I was like, oh, look, it's Eazy-E. And she was like, what? And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, she's wearing like a black button-up type thing with a black hat.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm like,
well, lesbians can get away with that.
Yeah, just...
They can say anything.
They can say anything.
Dude, the best I watched today on Facebook, like Conan...
Her act was about how guys are like bad with their dicks. It's like, what do you know?
Bad with their dicks. Yeah.
The last one you saw was in 99.
I can barely watch. I've watched all, and like a girl trying to fuck another girl with a strap on. There's very few that could pull that shit off. Like, women do not have the stroke. Women do not have that shit.
But then pegging's all cool and stuff, right?
It's horrible to watch. Like, well, horrible to watch.
You want to do it with your wife.
I bet it feels amazing, but I'm not watching her
with
her shitty rhythm.
Okay, so you have a different
standard. Her no-stroke game.
Okay.
It's like, the best one was like Jenna Jameson and Carmen Lovano strap-on scene.
Like, just off the top of that. Best dynamic duos. Let's rack them off.
The whole problem is they can't feel anything in the fake dick.
That's what I'm saying. So,
it's not. Yeah, it's, they're just
because
just doing emotion.
Because like a whole drunk frat boy, just
stupid,
pounding away.
So it's Brock like Turner was doing.
It's like trying to hook up with like a teen, like as a teenager, like where the girl has to guide your dick,
just
in.
Slamming each other. Yeah, just
it's like
good?
It's so much lower. You're in my belly button. Like it's like that shit.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
No, but on Conan, I saw that.
You saw that on Conan.
Yeah. Conan got pegged by the
Conan brought out. Carmen
Cable
and
TV's that, catching up.
Yeah.
Now on their Facebook page, they posted some videos.
They're behind
like,
the curtain, folks. Coming out next, we got Carmen and whoever the other chick was.
Just the best. Andy making Trump jokes and getting railed out.
Yeah, it's Andy getting pegged behind the podium with a 360 VR cam on.
Trump is stupid.
But anyway. But the black, it was like a black comic, and he was doing like this toxic masculinity bit.
Okay.
And yeah, right?
Yeah,
I'm like, this is all shitty. I mean, it was like just old school style jokes, but just like with a fresh topic or whatever you want to call it. But the comments were hilarious because it's like all these like white dudes, like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Right. Like, just being like toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
I thought it was hilarious.
That's a good term. Virtue signaling. I like that term too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
gender fluidity. Love that.
Yeah,
cisgender,
heteronormative,
heteronormative.
But that was I heard pansexual. Man. What the fuck's a pansexual?
I love
it's just like energies. Yeah, I had a chick
fuck
like
energy.
Yeah, I met a chick like that one night.
It's impossible to rape.
Yeah,
pansexual. Wait, unless so they're just like bisexual then?
because
but I guess they'll fuck dogs.
Or aliens or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. They're not limiting it. Yeah,
like a ghost like a fucking kin. Like a...
Yeah, like their dildo and shit. Apparition. Like, I love it. Yeah. I love my dildo. Yeah.
So Mary was the original...
Yeah, Mary was a pansexual.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm trying to think like ghost sexual.
Fill me with that ectoplasmic man.
That's right. Dude.
Ectosexual. There you go.
Yeah. That ghost was holy, you know.
And my holies.
Holy ghost.
Yeah. The Holy Ghost didn't pull out in time.
He filled all her holies.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm a ghost. Yeah. Nothing's going
to
happen.
I like to think it was just a guy with a cool costume.
When he came, he was like, boo.
Boo.
He did some shit like God.
He was like, splooge.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost looked like the classic white sheet ghost. Just like a floating. Yeah. Yeah. Looked like Slimer.
Eye holes cut out.
Old cross.
He had eye holes cut out.
Yeah. Christ busters.
Because he busted and he made Christ.
That sounds like an atheist podcast or something like that. Christ busters.
Yeah, that sounds like an atheist podcast. Like, yeah, some shitty series.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, where do you go from there?
That's your cervix.
Oh, cervix.
Yeah, that's...
Isn't that a body part?
Yeah, when you hear that, it always sounds like a fucking, you know...
See?
Like an app you're going to download?
Yeah, cervix.
You got the new cervix app?
What? Incumbent bike.
And you were worried we weren't going to be able to replace Matt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, easily.
Yeah.
He comes in with the medical knowledge over here.
Two for one. Yeah. What's that mean? Yeah, Matt's listening going, you idiots!
He's going to throw his phone into the
ocean. Yeah, into the... Yeah. he just jumps off the...
You dumb sons of bitches! Just wings his phone away.
Yeah. He's bragging to his friends. I've been teaching him all my medical knowledge.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, but his friends are like real doctors, so they're like teaching him shit, new shit.
Even more embarrassing,
Doctors are the worst.
Yeah, I wonder what he says when they say, like, you know, how's your comedy life and your comedy buddies?
Doctor masculinity. He's like,
good, you know. Masculinity.
Masculinity.
That's his first special's name right
Masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
We did it, Maddie.
He Matt's comes out pushing his dog in a stroller.
MD.
Yeah. MD, yeah.
MD.
Matt's dick.
Yeah.
Dick. Matt's dick.
Dick after dick.
Dick after dick. Yeah.
Woo! Well, what are you guys been up to, man?
Improv this weekend, man. Featured two last night, two more tonight with Brian Kalin. You know, when you're listening to this, doesn't matter. But, no. You know,
yeah. What do you got tonight, next week?
Next week? Nothing. Yeah, why? Are we on something? What's up? I thought you were saying it like we had something.
We're doing plugs already?
Well, I thought that's what you were doing.
No, I was just joking.
Yeah, that's what I'm up to.
I don't get you.
TNF, you know, rocking out. Tried to get Jorge set, I guess.
Yeah, I got rejected.
You got rejected, I guess.
What about me?
What about you doing? Yeah, you show up. You can do a guest set.
Can I?
No, I don't know.
You might weird him out enough to where he'll be like, I better let him.
Did Murillo introduce you or anything, or you just walked up?
Not well, we went up to the
green room. Is Murillo hosting?
Okay.
He wasn't there. Like I said, I ran up. I caught him right before he went into the elevator.
Right. Yeah.
And shit, just to ask for for tonight.
I guess if there's nobody else there to, like, you know, talk you up, then it's
that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, he even said, like, I don't know what you do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if we were with you, we would it probably would have been okay.
But I felt like a douche, but I'm like, oh, yeah, I worked with Brendan.
Oh, Shaw, he's nice.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. I like Death Valley.
I don't know what that is.
You've never seen Death Valley?
Nope.
That was a horrible zombie thing, right?
Horrible? Come on.
Oh.
It was on MTV.
He's going to listen to this. Horrible.
Yeah, you know he is.
He's going to go, that's why I didn't give him a guess.
We're going to title the episode Brian Callen.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to Google his name. Like,
fuck Brian Callen.
Yeah, I was never on this fucking podcast. What is this shit?
Yeah. Sues you for...
Brendan Schaub just kicks your door in and beats the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... There were cops that killed, like, zombies and vampires and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, speaking of fighters.
I got to work with the fighter, but not the kid.
Did you see the video of that UFC fighter, like, holding that guy down in a restaurant?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that
Sarah.
Yeah, that was funny.
Was great, dude.
That's, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
That's essentially what jiu-jitsu, when you're a black belt in fucking jiu-jitsu, what you can do to someone.
That was awesome, yeah. He was just sitting on top of
him. If you get on the ground with a
and
man
all
like
the comments
that
were like, this is what
shit,
I would do.
He will make you look stupid.
Yeah.
He put a shirt over his face like he's a fucking crocodile.
Yeah, he was.
Or something, just holding his hands.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Quit hitting yourself.
Everybody's laughing at him. And then the guy's like, I'm pressing charges.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pressing charges against you.
He's like, I'm going to go fuck your wife.
Yeah.
That's how that works, dude. If you pin him to the ground.
I would let him.
If you pin another man to the ground, you get to fuck his wife. That's standard societal rules.
A lot of people would not fight if those were the rules.
Oh, yeah. It would probably save a lot.
You fight, you lose. Your wife gets fucked by the winner.
Well, a lot of people wouldn't get married.
Let's just make that a law.
You wouldn't fight no black dudes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, man.
Not only does he get to fuck your wife, but he just ruined your fucking vagina.
Yeah. And now you gotta
explain. And now she's never going back, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Explain
who's and he gets to do it every time he pins you down. Pins
just
you down five
times. Yeah. Hey, let's fight again.
He's waiting in front of your job and shit. Come on out.
That's an L you take for 18 years every day with that kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking boxing classes and shit would skyrocket. That was a fucking. Everybody's.
Yeah. That should be the new law, though. Yeah. If you get into a fight and lose, somebody gets to fuck your bitch.
I think that happens in Saudi Arabia.
I mean, it kind of happens already. Like, that's. I mean.
Yeah, it kind of happens.
And that
girl,
if you if you get your ass beat and you fuck your girl that next day or that the same night, like she's thinking
about that dude
fuck,
for sure. Yeah,
that's also like the plot of Tokyo Drift. It opens up with like a high school fight and a race for this girl's heart. You know, if he wins in a drag race, you're mine.
Oh yeah, with fucking the dude from Home Improvement.
Yeah, Home Improvement kid.
He's in like a Viper and all that shit.
Yep.
Like...
And kid's about to cuck his girl.
Oh, you
could
read
school.
The brochure.
Yeah, so good.
Isn't that Luke the same guy that played Goku in the Dragon Ball Z movie or whatever?
What?
No. Shitty thing.
I don't know. The kid who played Goku was somebody else, but that kid sucked ass.
All white people look the same.
I can't play. Yeah, we do.
That was the blackest thing I ever said.
All white people look the same. Yeah. Hey, Christopher Walken. Yeah. Yep, white people are the best. I'll say it.
Superior.
I'll say it loud and proud with a burning cross. Yeah. It seems like too much work. I'll do a burning cross emoji on your webpage.
All right.
That's the future of racism.
They do. It does seem like
it's
a
way
lot of work.
Easier now
like
on the
to
internet.
Be a hardcore racist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that's it. Like back in the day, if you were racist, you were very. You really meant it, you know?
Yeah.
Now you can just say shit anonymously on the internet. Nobody will find out.
But see, no, but those people still go crazy, though.
What?
Because you get to see
the internet people?
So much on the other side. Or, like, you get to see all these blacks, all these spics.
Blacks.
Oh, I got, you know, I'm Spanish, I'll say spics, but I'm not going to say the other word.
That was a TV show I was trying to pitch.
All the ninjas.
All the nickels.
I love saying nickels.
House DJs.
So nuggets.
The favorite, I'm going to say, the favorite word for them, but really, it's Mondays.
Mondays. Dude, I was going to say that too.
Mondays is the best word.
All the way back since high school.
People you don't like.
Hate Mondays. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not racist if it's just people you hate.
Yeah, it's just
right.
Anybody. It's just
hate Mondays.
Like, yeah,
they just happens. All happen
sometimes
to be
my
a
son
certain
is a
yeah,
yeah, right.
It's not my, yeah,
not my fault.
I saw a comic at up
it's the school I go to.
He said, "I'm not racist. I just don't like black people." Yeah.
Well, but, don't like is a far cry from hate.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah,
progress.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
well, that's how it is now.
I got
like,
kicked my ass and fucked my girlfriend one time, so I just don't like him. Let me just
don't
hate him.
That's a quick way to.
Dude, that's like that guy. Did you hear about that black guy like stabbed that kid's party in Indianapolis?
He stabbed a party? It's like the whole
it was
party?
Like, yeah, it was
a
like
a stab party.
It was like a 9-year-old kid's party. And it was like some Muslim kids party, and this black guy ran up and stabbed like 8 kids at this little
Why?
Kid's birthday party.
Because
they were Muslim or something. Because
he couldn't get his hands
pissed.
On acid.
Yeah, they were just mad. I don't know, he just didn't like them. But, you know, I was going to say, you know, now all these Muslim kids are going to grow up racist against black guys.
Well, that's how, I mean, not
and it's like, you know, yeah, it's not right, but
I mean,
it's like at the same time, if a black guy killed all your friends, yeah, you're
how,
naturally going to be scared.
That's how, you know.
What did the odds they would have felt that way anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
Not to get off political, but that's how they are over there. Every time we kill innocent people with drones and
yep,
shit.
Exactly. They just hate America
more.
Fucking
ISIS members.
Yeah, exactly. We're killing their parents, and we're going to be like, yeah, they'll love us.
That's how that shit works.
Yeah, we freed you, young boy.
Well, they hate their parents.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, parents just
that's
don't understand.
Stalin that shit. You just got to kill everybody.
Yeah.
Every one of those bombs that falls on their family is like, you get to eat ice cream for dinner. Like,
exactly. Yeah. They're praying
as late as you want.
Yeah. No more bedtime. No more bed.
We'll dig you.
Nothing but time.
No, well,
you're welcome.
We'll let you a nice hole to sleep in. This nice crater that
you're liberated.
Yeah.
Do you feel liberty?
Horrible.
The first wave is bomb. Second wave is Home Alone.
How's
DVDs.
The freedom feel?
Yeah. Here's an elephant, Operation Dumbo Drop.
You're going to feel the wind through your hair every night. No more walls.
It's one world, no walls.
No boundaries.
Yeah, no boundaries anymore, kids.
That's what I want my sexual relationship to be.
No boundaries?
No boundaries.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I always try
when I'm 50,
that.
50, that's what my goal is.
Yeah, my thing, I say, I want a girl
cleaning
to be.
Cleaning up everything.
Yeah. I want a girl who can be loyal to me, but I can do whatever I want. And
cleaning it up, getting pegged and cucked. And
pegged and cucked.
Cleaning up and pegging at the same time.
Yeah,
you need to go to a foreign country then, John, and get and rescue like a Vietnamese woman or something.
Yeah,
like
they seem to be down with numerous, you know, yeah, like the Mormon guys, like five wives and shit. But even then, it's just limited to five. I don't want to be limited at all. I want infinite wives.
That's why you get like one of, that's what I'm saying, get like a mail order bride. You stay home, you do all this.
Yeah, right.
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Right.
See, that's a lot of work too, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of work too.
You got what, teaching them English?
Letting them live in your house, you know.
Wow, how are you keeping them in there?
Women, though,
dealing with, that would probably get us old. Like, but you know, you go talk to each other.
Like at my peak, I had like three girls I was fucking with at the same time, and it was stressful.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
Because like, you got to remember what you said to which one.
It's just having to text that many people.
Yeah,
it's just like,
so
no,
yeah,
like
that's what I don't understand how people can do that. I'm like, dude, that seems exhausting.
I said to my dad once. Yeah, he was like, "Oh, poor you. Your biggest problem is chicks want to have sex with you." I'm like, "Well, yeah, I guess."
You're well, right. It's not that they want to be with me.
Then John,
right? Well, yeah, that's the thing too. Yeah. Well, that's
John like skateboarded away for 3 months.
You gotta be honest. You go, "Hey, I don't want to be with you. I just want your body."
I'm not.
Well, one part
of short
it. Really.
For it to act like
yeah,
that.
You're too short for that.
Too short. To act
that's
like
funny.
That.
If you had a tall hat, maybe.
I want to be in you. I don't want to be with you. I just want to be in you.
Yeah. I don't want to be around you.
I just like having fun. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I just want to meet up. Let's go out.
You.
Let's do this. But at the end of the night, we fuck.
I don't even do that. I go, I don't want to like hang out. I don't want to go to Dave and Buster's anymore.
I'm not in love with you. I love being in you. That's what.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. They're not laughing with you. They're coming in you.
Now I get to do this. So
boom.
I'm not even a whore no more, and I've got a vasectomy, and I can't even.
I can't believe you did that. You got God.
You're my hero.
No wonder. I thought something was different.
Y'all just don't have kids. That's why y'all fucking feel that way.
Nah, man. Screw. I don't know. But, you know, aren't you scared you're not like a man anymore or something?
I feel more of a man than ever in my life.
What comes out
now?
Dude,
he can just dump in any girl he wants and doesn't have to worry about it.
What does it look like when it comes out? Was it like olive oil or something?
Same, taste the same, everything.
Taste the same.
Same great taste.
Same great taste. New recipe.
Same great smell.
Yeah. Mama's new batch.
It's
Is that Jorge's
ever
cooking?
I use my mom in bed in the same sense ever.
In your college.
Jorge's Alfredo.
Cleanup's quicker. Yeah, cleanup's not as chunky.
Oh.
Is that clam chowder? Or did you not get a vasectomy?
My favorite with a piece of bread.
Chowder.
I feel so
New
much
England
better.
Man
like, chowder.
The main reason I got it is because I am ready to get a girlfriend somehow. And
you just
want to
trick.
Once you get a girlfriend, that's when you get knocked.
Trick
them.
Yeah, because you said before, if they want to have a kid, you just go, yeah, let's try. It must be you.
We're going to have to try a lot.
Yeah. We're
It's just, dude, because, I mean, when I didn't have it, it seemed like every girl would just, like, when you know, when you're fucking and you get ready to come, like, I'm going to come. They was, oh, come in me. I'm like, no.
I go, yes.
But I know what's going to happen after this.
I go, I don't care.
This is going to ruin my life.
Yeah, so I'm like, no, I end up pulling out. But I'm like, now I can leave it in.
John just leaves it anyway. Yeah, he's like, there's 300 on the nightstand.
I just believe in God. You know? I just have a lot of faith.
Also,
yeah, 500 on the dash.
See, I'm atheist, so I got to rely
it's
on
also,
science.
Yeah, well,
it's also why John's room's on the second floor.
Wait, why? Well,
no,
oh,
it's
geez.
Not.
No. Yeah, I was going to go, no, it's not, but yeah, that's funny. And the stairs to the second floor, too, are gnarly.
Yeah, exactly. It
would definitely be crazy.
Definitely scramble a baby.
Oh, house. Man. Yeah, the old-fashioned way. Yeah. God, yeah, that's funny.
What?
That's hilarious. I mean, not usually. They don't laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to have them see the humor, you know?
One of my first jokes ever was an abortion joke, and I love it.
Well, that's the thing.
I just could never use it anymore.
It'd be fun to start telling an abortion joke and be like, actually, I don't know, I want to bail on this one and just abort the abortion bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though, John. I get why they wouldn't find it funny. They don't like physical comedy like that.
Yeah, I like physical comedy. What a gag.
She's at the bottom of the stairs. Why aren't you laughing? That was hilarious. Yeah.
It's like a magician act with a never-ending scarf, but with a never-ending fetus thing they're just pulling out of her vagina. Oh, man. Yeah. The guy, yeah, the doctor up, puts his hand in and pulls out a bouquet of flowers. Up. Oh, uh-oh. How'd this get in there?
What else is up that wizard sleeve?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're also Sioux Indian.
Yeah, also... Yeah, you're an Indian.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren. Yeah.
You guys got some plugs?
What, are you kicking me out?
Is that kombucha you're drinking?
Yeah, it's his.
Yeah.
He offered it up. Yeah, you know, why, you want one now, bitch?
I've never had
one. You've never had one?
All I saw was a C-O-M, and I'm like...
Steven's kombucha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gingerade?
It's bottled at the source.
So that's a real thing. Somebody posted something about that. That's a real thing.
We mean somebody posted about it?
I thought it was just like a funny name that somebody thought it was funny. It's an actual real Gingerade.
Gingerade, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Gingerades.
When red I never people. Even had kombucha. It scares me. What does it taste like?
I hear Robert talk about it all the time.
It's just fermented like tea? Weird...
Yeah. It's lightly carbonated tea, basically. There's
culture in it.
You know? Yeah. It's got like mushroom fungus. Shit.
That's what fucking vasectomy 5-hour energy.
Yeah, that's
kind of
what I was thinking. I didn't want to say
vasectomy
it.
Kombucha.
Yeah, it's Jorge's cum now. Yeah, it tastes exactly.
Seedless.
The same.
Actually, Monday I get to
seedless
go for
cum.
I get to go
like a watermelon
jizz in a cup, and they get to test it to make sure all the sperm.
Oh, nice.
Gone.
So that'll be a. That's a weird.
So Monday, yeah,
thing
I got
to be
new
excited
material
about.
Coming.
Congratulations! Yeah. No cum.
Genetic material.
Are they going to give you magazines, or a nurse going to come in there and? Besides your prostate.
I have to bring it. Yes. So
you should just have fun and try
I get
to
use Instagram and shit.
Yeah, you should try to donate to sperm banks now with the vasectomy right. And see what happens. Here you go.
I'm not tall enough.
Not tall enough.
Because they require height.
Yeah, wait, seriously?
Height requirements.
Wow. Yeah. What does that say about short people?
Fucking.
They're going, we don't want them
Randy
at all.
Right.
Nobody wants to be
yeah,
tall.
Short people got no people. Yeah. They got nobody to love.
Like, my dick's not big, and I would give an inch away from my dick to give, like, another 3 inches.
Wow.
Height.
That's crazy.
What?
Yes.
That'd make you what, like 5'9"?
Five.
No.
Like, yeah, what are you?
5'10"? 5'11"?
You 4'8"?
If it's 4 inches, I'll be 5'10".
Wow.
Okay. So you're 5'6"?
Yes. You're like Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. Just like him.
Yeah, identical. I can't tell them apart.
No. Yeah. It's the beard.
Jumped on Oprah's couch.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Cruise. Yeah.
You're looking more like DJ Khaled with the hair and the beard now. So.
God damn it.
You're back to it, yeah.
Another one.
Another one.
I eat pussy, though.
Another
one. I can't believe you said that. It's like, dude, what? I mean, I guess that's what you get if you have that much money. You can just be like, yeah,
oh,
I don't
no,
want to
just be having the finest chick sit on my face then. Like,
yeah.
It's
right,
like,
yeah.
It was just odd that he said that, though.
I know,
what an idiot. Why would you say that in, like, 2018? This isn't the 60s.
He didn't say it in 2018. He said it, like, years ago.
Oh,
he just found it again, yeah.
It's a weird thing that
was it was probably funnier back then when he said it. People probably high-fived him and shit.
And, I mean, if it was back then, then he's probably just fucking some chicks that he just met. I mean,
right,
If it's the 90s, but that was always a 90s stereotype that black dudes don't eat fucking pussy. I knew a guy, like, in the early 2000s, like, late 90s in high school, that's the only way he could come was while he was going down on a girl, and he was black.
What's what Harvey Weinstein likes.
It was weird.
Just going down on chicks? That was
one
of his things.
Like, he would get off just from eating pussy, and he was a black dude. And I'm like, see, that stereotype's bullshit.
I can get off, but that's not the only way I'm
clam off. Sandwich.
That's what he said. He's like, I love that shit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's I've had a girl, like, ride my face and ride my dick, and that was, like, the best feeling in the world.
Two at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what? Oh, wow. Three-way.
Only one time. Yeah, that was my
Jorge, three-way.
It was my only sexual, like, full, long sexual threesome.
Never had
everything
a three-way.
Everything else was oral.
Just you never had a three-way?
Up. Nope.
You're so not adventurous.
He's just a jealous type.
He is. Very possessive. Like, even if another girl's in there. No. You can't have her. You have to watch me do her, and then I'll tag you in.
Right, you Stevie, why are you having a bunch of three-ways over here?
No.
No?
No.
So wait, you never had a two-girl three-way?
No. What?
Have you never capital
A?
No. You never capital A'd with your buddy?
I would never do that.
You go capital
why not?
Because why would I? Another dude's dick is out around me. Why would I want that?
Oh, man, you're so fucking
little. That's disgusting. Little bitch. You like putting your dick in the same hole another dude was 2 seconds ago.
I can just see you.
Dude,
in
I'll
Santa.
Do it at the same time.
I'm pretty sure
we'll
you
do it at the same
girl
time.
That had
dude.
A boyfriend that she just blew an hour before she met you.
I'm pretty
sure.
Probably not.
I could see you and Santos splitting the check.
No chance.
Oh yeah, dude.
I would never.
That's what it was. Santos.
Yeah, that's why I
was chilling with you.
Yeah, dude.
To get
double team.
Yeah, you got to put a little seasoning on that.
Yeah,
that's sexual.
Gonna be the end in the Tuesday North.
Disgusting.
Are you ready to go from zero to cummy?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that, yeah. Well, I forget from Chevy Chase, Maryland. I guess you guys are a little, not closeted, repressed. But just like old school, yeah. I guess is the way. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I went to church growing up and a lot.
Okay.
Fuck you guys. Yeah. In church, they didn't say anything about training bitches like that.
I didn't say that they couldn't, though, either.
I don't know. Yeah.
There are a lot of whores in that book.
It just seems gay. And I don't like homosexual stuff, but it seems gay for another dude's penis to be out while yours is out.
My penis has been out this whole time. You're both hard.
How are you going to make it in Hollywood?
I'm not. So I left.
I moved back here. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't do that.
If you're not down to be around some dick. Like,
yeah, but why? Why do you need to be around other dudes while you're hard?
Because you're fucking a chick. Mm-mm.
Nope.
It's sex.
You no probably way. Do you not even like strip clubs? You're like, there are a bunch of dudes hard in here. This is uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, strip clubs are kind of weird, yeah. But... yeah, it is weird to be in a room with so many hard dudes at one time. That is weird. Everybody's hard.
Or you go to those movie theaters or whatever, or just like chill out. Yeah.
That's funny. I paid money to do the gangbang and just couldn't go through with it, though.
What? How'd that happen?
Found the little connect to
you
it.
You pay the connect?
Found the hotel.
You got a gangbang.
Tommy Gill hook you up.
You got to pay like for the hotel and stuff like that. Like beforehand, it was only like $25 or whatever.
How many people were involved in those?
I think it was going to be 8 guys or some shit like that.
And one
chick? 2 guys. 2 girls.
8 guys, 2 girls.
Yes.
Okay.
And I couldn't go through with it because that part.
Oh,
I see
so you
just,
see, you have limits, but you have a line.
It was more of just guys standing around jerking off waiting to fuck a chick. That I didn't want to be the guy
you can,
standing
as,
in line.
As long as everybody's in
but like,
action,
if it's like,
you're fine with that.
But like, yeah, as long as my dick's being touched all the time.
As long as everybody, yeah.
All the time.
You just don't like the waiting around standing part. Yeah,
if they had a fluffer, maybe that's sure. What the other girl was for. Fuck, I
yeah,
messed up.
Yeah, you don't know.
But still, it's still like.
No way, man. Couldn't do it.
Gotta
you're all sick.
You got to broaden your horizons. Dude.
No.
You get laid too much.
Screw. I think, you know, you'll be desensitized. I don't want to keep going towards it.
You
next
know what?
Year,
you're right.
You're going to be Michael Jackson. Yeah, you're going to become Michael Jackson. You're going to want to touch little boys.
Yeah, but John, by the time you settle down, you're probably going to be older, and you're going to be with, of course, let's be honest, like a young 20-something-year-old.
I'm never going to settle down.
She's already been experienced in all that shit.
No.
And you're like, can we just have, like, straight-up traditional
Why
sex?
Would
and she's like, what?
Why well, it's
I
true.
Can't get off
kids
that
are
way.
Crazy now.
Yeah.
So this 18-year-old chick, she was nuts.
That's what I'm saying.
Or whatever.
They keep getting younger and
couldn't
you keep getting
it.
Older.
The
19-year-old, like, what is wrong with this girl?
She learned how to suck dick from porn.
Like,
100%. That's how she wanted
yeah,
to suck
I was like,
dick like
this
a porn star.
Yep.
So she did, and I remember the first time I was just balls
yeah,
all
this isn't
mouth.
Natural, yeah, what yeah. You're doing here, little girl.
You're supposed to be nervous like the first time, not already know how to do everything. Oh, the over-the-hand grip and the reverse grip? How do you know that already?
Yeah, have you been watching? Go on a cruise with Matt Williams?
This ain't your daddy's porno
yeah,
anymore.
This ain't your daddy's porno.
Yeah, I'm horny.
All this gangbang talk.
Go get some food.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
All this gangbanging's got me.
Get some phallic-shaped sandwiches and burritos.
Let's go get some bananas, guys.
I love a burrito squirt.
Burrito squirt.
Up the back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Banana burrito.
What do you guys say we split this?
Split this?
This episode.
Oh, yeah? What, do you want me to leave? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all, John. I'm saying I need to have 2 episodes because I'm going to be gone. So, like...
Okay.
How do we do this? Do we just...
Say, hey, fuck you guys. Listen to part 2 for more.
What John Jacob said.